Well, as you know, I have eye repair, so now I wear glasses when I read. And I'm not being sarcastic. I asked for it, didn't I? Can you fix my eyes? They did. No, it'll get better and better and better, I'm sure. But what I want to talk about tonight is, first of all, let me tell you where I got my black eye, because does everybody know where I got my black face?
Do tell.
We heard a story on Sunday, but...
Something about elephants. A wild elephant.
You're talking about elephants.
Have you been ice skating lately? I
think you were nerfing.
What did you say, Linda?
Moonshine. Was it moonshine involved?
Moonshine?
No, she didn't.
Will you just go dancing?
Did those two?
I tell you what happened. What really got me. What really got me on Sunday is people believed the elephant hit me with the trunk. They believed that, and they didn't believe me when I told them the truth that I just plain fell out of bed and hit my cheek on the nightstand. They didn't believe that, but they believed the elephant story. Now, what do you think of that? Huh? Okay, thoughts of the day, kids. Well, for me, I kind of see this as I go out about all my brown spots that I'm getting. As I get younger, I get more brown spots, you see.
What?
So I guess God said, well, how would you like to try purple or blue? So Keith, you're getting older, so get ready. Connie's not, that she doesn't age you, but no. I've been noticing it with you, Keith. Been noticing a lot with you, Keith. You're really getting old. Watch for the brown spot.
I just came back.
So did they get your bad rail?
Him. Dennis O'Donnell.
Yeah,
Dennis O'Donnell.
What did you say? I couldn't hear you with my glasses on. Anyhow. I want to encourage everybody to love yourself in spite of your face. Boy, did I scare Cindy Walker. I was in her house. Boy, did she wake up fast, that kid. Janie Langdon, where are you? She became one of the fastest movers I ever did see in my life. It was so funny. She was still asleep, you know, and she didn't know what to do, so she sort of dashed about a few different directions. With my face going, what am I going to do? No, then she recovered and she got me ice and I lived happily ever after. Now, what I want to talk about is one of the most, I feel, important statements in this Bible, Timothy 2. Even when we're too weak to have any faith left, God remains faithful to us and will help us, for he cannot disown us who are part of himself. And he will always carry out his promises to us. So again, I don't think that we should complain about ourselves, even if we have black bruises and purple and pink and yellow or brown spots, or if we have to say what Abe Lincoln said, my face, I don't mind it because I'm behind it. It's the ones in the front get the jar. One of my great historical statements that I can remember from Abe Lincoln. Because we are God's kids, we're all part and parcel of God, and we have no right to growl about ourselves so much. And I do think that it'd be really nice if we realized that statement that says that from Matthew 22, oh boy, I will get better glasses. Matthew 22:39, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And I believe that most of us have an awful lot more trouble loving ourselves than we do our neighbor. And it's probably best we don't.
Oh.
No, it says you left it, so it's on.
Well, no, I don't think it's on.
Mm-hmm,
it's
on.
Okay.
So when you think next time about growling about yourself, whether it's when you look in the mirror or when you realize that you're not perfect. Finally, after so many years, we all realize we're not perfect. When we could have read that in the Bible where it says no one is perfect. And I think it'd be nice if we stopped growling about ourselves so much. Is there anybody here that can honestly tell me with God listening that they don't growl about themselves? Well, I didn't think so. I didn't want to be the only one. I growl because I effort this and effort for that. Well, I should be so thankful that I'm still here. I have a chance for another day. But I wanted to read this little bit that says, for a person to love others properly, he or she must first love self rightly. Of course, the correct balance must be kept. In teaching against an imbalance, it is unfortunate that love for self has been attacked when it is actually a virtue essential to self-preservation. It's only preservation of loving self. Perversion of loving self, that's wrong. You don't want to love yourself more than you love other people. I, of course, can remember when I was in my wheelchair and in my walker, when people, as I've mentioned before, hurried. They knew they could beat me to the checkout line, and they would hurry. They could beat me there. What was that saying? They were better than me. They didn't have to wait for me slowly to walk through the food line, did they? They could push on past me. Now, that's not what God is saying when he says love ourselves. I love others as ourselves. We should love other people also. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but I believe that we can see our faults to such an extent that we don't love ourselves as much as we should be loving ourselves. Do you realize that because of our body, we get to have a chance to live on this earth plane? Because of this physical body, we get to be here on this earth plane. We would have an awful time living on this earth plane if we didn't have flesh surrounding us. And we should stop growling about it and loving it a little bit more. I believe maybe as we get older and we see it's pointless to expect to look like a model, glamorous and delightful. They thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? Well, anyhow, it's just real nice if we don't expect that of ourselves even when we're young. But let's expect more, not expect so much of our flesh as we expect of ourselves inside that would reach out and help others wherever we can. This continues on to say, as seen in that above scripture, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, as seen in the above scripture, the second commandment of the law is based on self-love. It's proof that self-love, when linked with a love for others, is not evil. It's only when you think you love yourself more and you think you should push past somebody else that can't get through the checkout line as fast, for instance. A principal reason some people are so bitter towards humanity is that they don't like themselves. It stands to reason that no one can love another when he does not even like himself. Now, okay, I'm not going to put Mary on the spot, but Mary, Mary, darling,
yes.
Mary, now that you have found this great love in your life, don't you just find you love yourself more? You're happier. You love yourself more. But look how you love him. You expressed that to me today. I heard it out of you today, didn't I? She loves him so much she can't stand it. Is that exciting? Sometimes I think we all need to take a little look at that one tiny little sentence in the Bible. Hence, it is fitting that we point out some of the fundamentals in learning to love self, which are as follows. See ourselves as the object of God's love, a creature worth loving. We're part of God. I will get better glasses than this kid. I won't drive you crazy every time. Don't you think that's a big statement there? See ourselves as the object of God's love? A creature worth loving. You're a bubble of God. You certainly should be loving yourself. And sometimes when we go through things, whether it's like maybe a divorce, or maybe it's something that's real hard for you to handle, you get to think that all the trouble is right there with you, because other people are sometimes willing to let you feel that it is your fault. Everything is your fault. Your fault. See what you made me do? See what you made me do? Well, we can't change other people, only our way we handle it. We can change ourselves a little, not to take on what somebody else might say to us. Now, I know some of you well enough in here to know that you have been kind of knocked down by allowing yourself to be knocked down by somebody who did not want to feel that they could have been to blame. And you get knocked down. Well, think about that. Expect of ourselves only that which is reasonable. Sometimes I wish I could look like a 50-year-old. I wish I could walk like a 50-year-old. I wish I could do some of the things that a 50-year-old can do. That's unreasonable. But I can get in here and really growl about myself, can't I? I don't have those nice long legs like I see some of these girls have. I can growl about myself. But is that reasonable? Is it reasonable? And I think we need to take a look at ourselves with this one sentence. Expect of ourselves only that which is reasonable. Don't expect yourself to be perfect. We're not perfect, or we wouldn't be here. We would have stayed free of the body. We came down here because we're not perfect. But we're working toward it. How about refuse to compare ourselves with other people? Oh, boy. How does that one get you? Have you ever done that? Just look at that. Look how well she can walk. Look how well she can dance. Look how well she looked in that slender little dress. Look how well she can read and know exactly what she read when she finished. And we start growling about ourselves, don't we? Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe it's only me I'm talking about up here. Refuse to compare ourselves with other people. I remember when I was in school and I felt like such a dummy because everybody knew all the movies but me. Because I never went to the movies. Again, I had maybe went to the movies twice before I was 18 or 19, before I was 19. So I felt really dumb. Compared myself to them. But maybe I could milk a cow better, or maybe I could tell if there's a chicken in the egg yet or not. Maybe I could do something else better than them. But I didn't look at that. I only looked at how much they could do that I couldn't do. Well, accept ourselves as we are. At least long enough for us to fix it if it's fixable. Clear conscience. Whew. How about that? Keep a clear conscience. How's that feel? How about it, Danny? Your conscience clear? How about it, kids? Is your conscience clear? Excuse me? We're all working on it, aren't we? Aren't we working on it? Because God knows your every thought. And why does God know your every thought? Because God's living in here. So God knows your every thought. We can't fool God. So yeah, we can get a guilty conscience pretty easy, can't we? Huh. anybody told me in here they haven't had a thought that they should have thought of twice before they thought it. Should have thought of it twice before they thought it. Or something like that. Have the gratification of doing the best that we can. Just do the best you can. That's all that's expected of you. Just do the best you can. Be the kind of person that God can be proud of. Where's God? Connected to the source, to the source, to the source, to the source. All of this encourages self-respect and self-love, and then the person is ready to love humanity. You show me somebody who just is so annoyed at people. I can't stand people. They don't want to be around them. I want to go off and just be away from everybody. I can't stand them. Well, they probably don't like themselves very well. So they have to start at home, don't they? Start back with themselves. Well, I'm glad I can talk without claiming I'm perfect. Then I wouldn't be able to talk, would I? Well, I do have a ditty, so be good to you as you walk life's road. Be compassionate and kind. Don't carry a heavy load of condemning yourself for the things you've done, because nobody's perfect under God's golden sun. Put yourself in a chair and then just step aside and look at all your good that you have deep inside. Don't betray yourself. Be your own very best friend, because you will be with you from beginning to end. Forgive yourself for so-called wrongs that you've done. Though this may be a battle, you'll be glad when it's won. And don't betray yourself and sell yourself short. Be your judge and jury. Hold your own court. Don't punish yourself. Just begin to love and approve of the wonderful you. Begin now and make a move to be kind to you and hold you in high esteem. And you'll draw more goodness to you. Yes, life can be just a beautiful dream. Thank you for giving me this time.